CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman. It is Thank You, Bob Zimmerman Week. Patreon or PayPal to subscribe to Bob's site, because not only are we exploring, we're also dealing with ambition of major corporations on Earth for commercial space and for profit. We begin with Boeing winning approval for an internet constellation. Bob, is this another competition for Starlink, more satellites in the sky?
Yes, more satellites in the sky. Boeing 4 years ago proposed a 147 satellite constellation that would provide internet, global internet service to the world. This is in direct competition with Starlink and OneWeb and Amazon's Kuiper system and a number that the Chinese wish to launch as well. There were some conflicts with Starlink in terms of frequencies, and apparently the FCC has gone along with Boeing's request and denied SpaceX's objections, and they've approved this constellation for launching in the latter half of this decade. Now, this is a relatively small constellation, John, but it just increases the number of satellites that are going to be launched. It means the demand for rockets is going way up. We're talking about tens of thousands of satellites going to be launched, which means rocket companies are going to have a lot of business, a lot of competition for business, and a lot of incentive to lower the cost. In the overall scheme of space exploration, this is spectacular because it really does mean that the business of getting into space is going to become cheaper and more exciting, John.
And, Bob, this is a constellation similar to what SpaceX is launching Starlink?
No. Starlink is, remember, it's thousands and thousands of satellites in its low orbit. This is in a slightly higher orbit. It's only 147 satellites. So the design is very different, and it's very different than the others, all which have more satellites. But nonetheless, it's still more satellites in orbit and more competition and more internet access options for the customer, John.
Now, the disappointment here is obvious. Blue Origin, rather than build a engine to go to orbit or the moon, it is building court cases, and one of them has been set aside, by NASA.
Let's do the quick history. Blue Origin and SpaceX were competing for NASA's manned lunar lander contract. And initially, NASA was hoping to award two contracts, but Congress didn't appropriate enough money. So they awarded one contract, and they gave it to SpaceX for innumerable reasons. It was a cheaper bid. It was already under development. We already had test flights going on for Starship. And so it was the obvious choice for NASA, and they chose it. Blue Origin hasn't launched anything yet, really, nothing orbital. And so they didn't get the contract, but they sued. They said, wait, they should have awarded two contracts even though Congress didn't give you the money. Well, they did a protest with GAO. That was denied. Then they went to court and sued, saying that this contract should be awarded to both. Well, the U.S. Court of Federal Claims yesterday or earlier this week denied Blue Origin's suit. NASA is immediately going to resume work with SpaceX under the contract, and they're moving forward. And as they say, I'm on Behind the Black, John. I guess Blue Origin might have to finally consider the idea of actually building stuff now instead of going to court. Because going to court isn't getting them anywhere, and really, they need to build things. They need to start building things and showing they can do it.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black, your subscriptions are most generous at Patreon or PayPal. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.